All right, we are we're live, so no redos, you know what I mean?
That's it.
Thank you for having this convo with me, Jeff. Like I said, it's just something that is really important to me. Wanted to have this conversation and put it out to the public. So,
Yeah,
real quick,
thanks for
just
having me, Malcolm. I appreciate it, man. I love having this conversation.
not for sure, for sure. Just for anybody that's not already familiar with Sarnco, and I put it in the little ticker on the bottom,
Yeah.
but what is it exactly that you do?
Sure. So basically, Sarnco is the Rape Crisis Center for Central Ohio. And then I work on the prevention side of things. So I predominantly work with the universities and colleges in Franklin County, anywhere from Ohio State down to, much smaller universities. So there's about 30. But just having these conversations with different folks at the universities, students and faculty as well, just about not only awareness, so just bringing up the subject and talking about it in a way that people can relate, but also just as important or even more so important is how to prevent it, how to prevent different forms of sexual violence.
Yeah, because like when you talk about sexual violence, it's scary. You know, it's something that we don't want to talk about it because ideally it doesn't happen to anybody. And then when the conversations are happening and you hear things that might sound familiar or that it's happening around you, then you feel like, oh no, like I'm not complicit in it, or no, this isn't happening around me. And so like how I think one, it's amazing that you're going out to colleges and that you're having this combo with young folk, but how do you broach such a scary topic like that?
Yeah, so I break it down in a way that makes it relatable for people. Because when we talk about, so like I look at sexual violence on a spectrum, anywhere from sexual assault at one end, which includes rape, and all the way down to the other end of the spectrum, which would be like more like harassment, like jokes and comments and gestures that are focused on the person's gender. And that's not a least to most, but it's just a spectrum of different things that people experience. So I talk about it in a way like sexual assault and rape is absolutely scary and a traumatizing and it's a horrific experience. But what's important is that we understand that those other behaviors at the other end of the spectrum actually reinforce and support that. So by making like a rape joke or making some kind of comment to a woman, for example, some derogatory comment about her body or whatever, what we're doing is actually supporting a culture and a community that allows that more harmful behaviors to exist. So I try to break it down so people are like, okay, I understand that, or I've seen that happen, right? I've been talking with some guys and somebody made a joke and that was about a person, was about rape and sometimes people laugh or whatever. And what we got to understand is we need to be able to step in those moments. We need to be able to say, hey, that's not okay. That's not funny, that kind of thing. And that's where we really got to stop it.
Yeah, no, I was just about to ask, like, what does it look like to step in and kind of intervene?
Yeah, so sometimes people like they get this idea in their head, like when they want to intervene, it's like they're going to stop a rape in progress, like they're going to be like this person coming in and stopping it, and that's not realistic. Most of us are not going to be in that position where we're have that happening or see that occurring, but we are far more likely to see that other end of the spectrum, the jokes, the gestures, those kinds of things. And so just kind of getting that idea like how I can just do a little something, right? Even if it's just making a comment like, hey, that's not a funny joke, or what you just said to that person was not cool. That's not how we are, right? Just the little things, right? And that we always say, not everybody has to do at all. We don't have to be the hero, so to speak, but everybody needs to do a little something. So sometimes people are like, they're creative, right? They have like acting skills or whatever. So even if it's just making a joke to interrupt the situation or saying, oh, hey, check out this TikTok, right? Check out this video I just saw. Because all you're trying to do is interrupt that situation and kind of make a break in that.
All right, so I got another question for you. Because you talked about it being a spectrum, obviously, with like sexual assault and rape being at the top of it, and then making jokes being at the, well, it's not the bottom of it, but it's just on the other side of the spectrum.
Sure.
There's a lot of like gray area in between there. Like, what could you speak to that gray area and what happens inside of there?
Yeah, what's in kind of the middle of that? It gets into things that may not be illegal, but are absolutely traumatizing, horrific experience. We're talking about things like street harassment, or groping, pinching, those kinds of things. So things that may or may not be illegal kind of depends, but oftentimes things that are what I would say are too normalized, right? Like we groping, for example, is something that happens so often, and oftentimes it just gets normalized, and it gets watered down into something like, oh, it wasn't that bad. It was just somebody kind of grabbing, right? But that's not okay. We can't water that down. We can't trivialize those kinds of things. So that middle area could be sexual assault, could be sexual harassment. That's kind of the terms that we use, but that could be an area right there where people have a harder time identifying what it is. Oftentimes, because, like I said, it gets normalized and trivialized in our society. Like literally, people are making jokes about that kind of stuff. And so then when somebody experiences it, they may say, you know, I'm not sure if it was that bad or that kind of thing because everybody's just joking about it. So we got to change that culture, change that, and shift things to say it's not okay.
All right, so I got another question. It actually came from somebody left a comment on it. I think that it's important. It's an important question because you're talking about normalizing like sexual assault and sexual violence. But I mean, frankly, like, sex is all around us, you know, it's on television, it's in music. And the question was like, what does glorifying and marketing of people as just sexual beings come to play? Like, how would you respond to that?
Yeah, that definitely plays into our culture. Media, mass media, for example, social media, things in publications, they tend to dehumanize and objectify people, particularly women. And so that gives the sense that women are objects or women are just something to be used, right? That and this isn't just about women as the victims in that situation, but that's predominantly what we're looking at. So those kinds of things, it definitely plays into that culture of normalizing and trivializing, and we don't even see it. And I'll just give you a quick example, right? So I'm watching SpongeBob SquarePants with my son. He was 5 at the time, and in there, you know, in that cartoon, there was a rape joke. I'm like, why is my 5-year-old son need to know a rape joke? I was like, that's just horrible. But now that I'm aware and now that I've been working in this, I pick up on those things and I see those subtle things that media does such a good job of, kind of those small messages that it puts in there. And we always don't think about it. We don't think about how that builds up and creates this thing where again, those more harmful behaviors become, oh, it wasn't so bad kind of thing. So that definitely is a big part, and I love that, particularly the college age folks right now are looking at that and being critical of those kinds of things. So they need to be.
One thing that I know, it was a big conversation that was happening, and I saw a lot of people's eyes being opened up when they became familiar with the concept of coercion. Could you like explain that to us? Because a lot of people are like, well, I never went and like kidnapped somebody. I ain't put like a knife to anybody's head or anything like that. So I'm not a villain. I didn't do anything wrong. But you know, obviously there are other things that you could be doing. Could you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, so that's why I use the term harm or doing harm. Because if I just go and talk about rape or sexual assault, a lot of people are going to say exactly that. That's not me, right? I didn't do that. And that absolutely is the vast majority of people in our country are not sexually assaulting. But in some way, again, looking at that spectrum, somebody may have harmed somebody in some way. Coercion is definitely one of those things that's kind of in the middle of that spectrum. And what we're talking about is manipulation. Now, that could be manipulation like using your language to manipulate a person. Like, if you really loved me, you would do this. Or if you really cared for me, those kinds of things. And trying to, even though the person may be saying no and not consenting to some kind of sexual act, the manipulation is saying, I'm going to chip away at that no and try to get you, turn it into a yes. So that's going against a person's will. And what it does is it goes against consent. There also could be what I call physical coercion. So that could be a little bit of force that's being used, maybe holding a person's arm, those kinds of things, in order to really facilitate some kind of sex. And that still, it negates consent. And that's what's so important. When coercion is in there, consent's not possible.
Yeah, and that even includes like when you're out at a party and trying to get somebody to dance with you, like just grab them by their waist and you pull them over to you. Like you don't get any consent with that.
Yeah, you're not asking that person. You're not giving that person an opportunity. And sometimes kind of going back to movies and media, like that looks to be like seductive or that's what we're supposed to do. And it's not, man. That's that, you know, we gotta look at consent. We gotta say to a person, you know, is this what you're into or do you want to do this? And just ask. And really consent done in a good way and in the right way can be very very romantic, right? Like how you present it in that kind of way. So, and also using alcohol, you know, using alcohol to kind of get a person to the point where they're going to say, you know, where they don't say no kind of thing. And that's not cool. That's not consent. And when you're kind of using that in a way where you're trying to make a person incapacitated, that's sexual violence. That's sexual assault.
And again, like a lot of these things, they're just normalized in our culture. Like I remember there's a song, it's like, how many drinks will it take until I can take you home? And it's like, bruh. Like, and we used to sing that. Like everybody would sing along to that song. Yeah. And it's nasty business. All right, so let me ask you this last question because I know we're running short on time. And really, we're probably going to have to do this, you know, a couple more times and everything because there's like so much to talk about. If somebody wants to be proactive in creating a safe space and you know, reducing harm and making sure that people are protected and all that, what advice would you give them, like how to start in doing that?
Just having those conversations and just saying the little things, being able to talk to people about a way of giving them choice in anything. And I start small with that. And this is, we talk about consent culture, and this isn't just about sex. It's about anything, man. If I come up to you and I say, hey, can I borrow your cell phone or, you know, can I borrow this from you? And that's asking consent. I'm not just going to go take it from you. So much of it is in our language and how we approach people, and being able to say to somebody, I respect you, you know, and I respect what you have and I respect who you are. And just to show that in every way, when you're interacting with someone, having those conversations, not talking over them, because we see misogyny play a big part of this, where men oftentimes will talk over other people or dismiss somebody's comment and not listen to them. And so we can do these in such little ways that people feel like, as you said, they're safe in that place and they can be themselves and they can express themselves without being judged and without being criticized.
Man, consent, that's such a powerful word. And I feel like people just kind of throw it around and don't really understand that all you're talking about is asking for permission. You know, even on little things like you said, like grabbing somebody saying like, hey, is it cool if I hold your hand? Like that type of stuff or whatever. Yep. And I like what you said about how if you just start to embed it in all of your actions, you ask for consent on everything. Then when you start talking about more physical intimacy and all that, then you're already programmed to be asking for permission and then you're cool.
It should be every part of your relationship, whether that's a relationship is a romantic relationship or not a romantic relationship. Consent should be a part of it. And I will say this too, if there's young children in your life, showing them that they're respected in that way as well. And being able to, we can't look down on kids because then what are we teaching them? Then we're teaching them they're powerless. We're teaching them they don't have choice in the matter. And being able to do that to kids because they're looking to us as role models too.
Right, right. Well, Jeff, I really appreciate your time. Like this kind of came together really quickly, you know, but I really, really do appreciate you coming on here to break it down. You know, hopefully we'll be able to do this more often. And we can get like 10 people on this. So maybe we can bring in some other people to ask questions and give any type of words as well.
I'm looking to, I'll have this conversation anytime, man. Just let me know.
Bet. Nah, I appreciate you.
All
All right
right.
then, Jeff. Yes, sir.